Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. Late this morning, State Representative Tony Kurtz contacted WRCO News and provided us with a copy of a letter he sent today regarding this 765 kilovolt power line, and he sent this to the outreach specialist for Mid-Continent Grid Solutions. Her name is Virginia Limiatis, and he said, "Dear Ms. Limiatis, over the past several weeks, I've heard from numerous constituents throughout the 41st Assembly District regarding the proposed BECI 765 kilovolt transmission line. Landowners, farmers, and residents have raised serious concerns about the potential impact this project could have on their property, farmland, and communities. As Mid-Continent Grid Solutions continues planning this project, I strongly urge the company to follow Wisconsin's existing transmission line siting priorities and make every effort to utilize existing corridors before impacting additional private property. Under Wisconsin State Statute Charter 1.12.6, new electric transmission lines should prioritize 1. Existing utility corridors, 2. Highway and railroad corridors, 3. Recreation trails, 4. New corridors. Based on the concerns and information that have been shared with my office, I am adamantly opposed to the current routes. I believe MGS needs to take a closer look at whether existing utility, highway, and railroad corridors can be better utilized before pursuing routes that create new impacts on private land. For many families I represent, this is more than simply a piece of property on a map. Some of these farms have been in the same family for generations, and I have heard firsthand how upsetting it is for landowners to face the possibility of having their property permanently altered by a new transmission corridor. The farmland, natural resources, and unique landscape of the Driftless area are an important part of our communities and something generations have worked hard to preserve. These families have worked hard to care for their land and pass it down to the next generation, and their concerns deserve to be taken seriously. This project remains in the planning stages, and MGS still has an opportunity to listen to the people who would be directly affected. I strongly urge MGS to reconsider routes that unnecessarily impact family farms, private property, and our rural communities, and instead prioritize existing utility, highway, and railroad corridors consistent with Wisconsin law to minimize the burden on affected landowners. Thank you for your consideration. Please feel free to contact my office with any questions. Sincerely, Representative Tony Kurtz, 41st Assembly District." And shortly before Mr. Kurtz called, County Board Chair Kerry Severson had stopped by our office and delivered this statement from himself. "Dear Richland County residents, business owners, and taxpayers, the BECI 765 kilovolt transmission line threatens our community on a scale we may not have experienced previously. Your thoughtful input, including concerns and ideas on how to defend our county, are much appreciated. The transmission line has created such angst, yet it is heartwarming to witness neighbors helping neighbors, joining together in opposition of the line. As you may be aware, MGS is the company that was awarded the BECI project. MGS has released preliminary routes of where the transmission lines may be constructed. These routes are proposals and no final determinations have been announced. Public listening sessions are essential opportunities for you to learn more, become involved, and help guide community responses and actions. At the county level, we are evaluating participation as an intervener in the Wisconsin Public Service Commission proceedings. As an intervener, the county would become directly involved in the legal process. This will take legal and financial resources, which must be utilized in a prudent and responsible manner. Several months ago, the county declined an invitation to join Vernon as an intervener opposing the Maribel transmission line. Maribel is another transmission project immediately to the west of BECI, interconnecting near Bell Center. The Maribel segment was awarded to a company other than MGS and is progressing on a separate timeline. Due to the Maribel line being with a different company and a different project that would not touch Richland County, the county could not be an intervener with that line. The county had submitted written resolutions in March and in August for information from MGS. A response was received from the March resolution, but it did not answer the questions posed to them. The deadline for the August resolution is September 14th. The county now has more facts and is evaluating joining with other counties affected by the BECI line to oppose the transmission lines. Together, we may have greater impact. Additionally, the county has prepared a resolution in opposition to construction of the BECI transmission line. The resolution is moving through the county's approval process. The key aspects of opposition are: 1. The line is not needed. 2. The route proposal has disregarded the statutory rules for where lines should be located. 3. The line will harm the environment, property values, and economy of Richland County. The county does not have direct decision-making authority over construction of the BECI line. The energy that comes from the frustrations can be focused on what can be done. We can join together in making sure all neighbors, friends, and family are aware of this immense project. We can offer our individual talents to the citizen groups opposing the line. This fight is not over, and we continue to stand with you for the long haul. Sincerely, Carrie Severson, Richland County Board Chair. The Richland County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating a two-vehicle crash involving a school bus on Highway 80 at County Highway RC. The incident occurred when a school bus owned and operated by Cobuson Bus Service was traveling southbound on State Highway 80 and turned onto County Highway RC, where it was struck on the right side by a northbound vehicle. Fortunately, no serious injuries have been reported. To assist in corroborating witness statements obtained at the scene, law enforcement officials are awaiting a review of the onboard dash camera footage from the school bus. The investigation remains ongoing, and authorities have indicated that no further information is available at this time. Vital statistics, right after this.